stop using Facebook, Trump fires everyone, and we still can't miss her if she won't go away.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 16th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. That was kind of low energy. You were talking about it. It's kind of getting
hard. It's all snowy and crappy, and I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah. We should just be doing this, you know, from the couch in front of
the fire.
Shouldn't
say the word April when it's like this.
No.
It should be December or something.
Well, you're the one who wanted to move here. I like the change of seasons. I like
move on,
a one-week
move on.
Long summer. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Hey, okay, so let's just dive right in. We talked about bringing back the 28th Amendment is one thing. So now you were mentioning... Yeah, you were mentioning or that...
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about it. I'll read a couple of things.
Yeah, and you
that
did some research
said.
That there's actually is
Street
kind...
Beater says, okay. I want to get people's names in here, and then I will talk about it.
Okay.
There's a couple things. First, Street Beater says, as a retired air traffic controller, I can tell you government employees are subject to all the laws, and then some, mostly limits on political speech and activity. We give up a little of the First Amendment to work for you. It is only Congress that exempts itself, as they did with the ACA, and Timothy Madigan says, the executive branch is held to all laws. Congress isn't, as some of them are enforced by the executive branch and thus could use that power to go after members of Congress for political reasons. Congress does opt into most laws, and regardless of what Streetbender thinks, they aren't exempt from the ACA. They and their staff have to buy health care via an exchange or get it through their spouse, which is correct. At one time, Congress was actually not subject to a lot of laws. They were exempt from things like civil rights and regulations under which private...
Wait. Civil rights? Are you serious?
Parts of the Civil Rights Acts they were exempt from. But apparently following the Republican Revolution of 1994, which put Republicans in control of both House and Senate, they passed the Congressional Accountability Act of 1995, which applies a dozen civil rights, labor, and workplace safety regulations to the legislative branch. However, insider trading was a violation of federal security laws for almost 80 years, but it wasn't illegal for members of Congress until a 2011 report by 60 Minutes kind of shamed them into changing the law.
You're kidding.
Nope. And there are a few other little laws that they are also...
Wow.
Don't have to do, but I can't like... I don't know. Several.
Okay, so a 28th Amendment really isn't necessary? Is that... What I'm hearing?
Well, they're exempt from most things, but they're not.
Let me tell people
out.
What the 28th Amendment is.
Okay.
It's
the proposed. It's not
proposed.
Actually.
It's proposed. It's been bouncing around the internet. It comes and it goes. And what the 20th is it says that Congress shall pass no laws that don't apply to them. I mean, simply
right.
put, it's a different language in some of them, but that's it. So go on. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. Actually, in August 2013... Two congressmen actually did try to introduce a resolution proposing this, and it was not passed. It was defeated.
Okay.
Died in committee, I guess.
Yeah. Getting a constitutional amendment passed is hard. It's supposed to be hard.
And they do have to do the ACA, but a lot of things they have to opt into. They have to say, okay, well, we'll do it.
Well, it just seems, I don't know, it just seems weird that the Affordable Care Act, I just always assumed they had their own insurance. I bet congressmen have their own insurance.
Well,
their
no, they,
healthcare and stuff.
According to this, they still have to opt in.
Mm, okay.
But they do get federal subsidies, but just kind of like any people get with employers.
I just want to talk about Hillary Clinton or Honey Bunny real quick, and then I want to talk about something else. But the last one, it was a Friday, I talked about Honey Bunny. Why won't she go away? Here's my point about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, because everyone's like, a lot of things are like, why does she have to go away? Not again. Let go.
Because she's still around, and it's not the matter of like she's talking about policy or talking about I would be perfectly fine if she talked about how screwed up the Trump administration is. It just seems every time she makes a public statement, it almost always goes to, and maybe this is just a line of questioning, but it always seems to end up with her saying that 2016 wasn't her fault. It was the stupid white males. It was the, you know, knuckle-dragging redneck women of the South. It was everyone else but the fact that she was a lousy candidate. So that's what, did someone say something here?
No, but just several. I didn't write them all down because they're all the same thing. It's like the only people who keep bringing her up are Republicans.
Well, like I said,
she's a scapegoat.
If it was a positive, and they said, and they're right, you know, things like John McCain, who was still in the U.S. Senate, they talk about Mitt Romney. But Romney didn't talk about how he lost. He would go out and talk about policies that he disagreed with, which was weird because he came out against the ACA, which was really based on Massachusetts' health care plan, which was, you know, developed under, say it with me, kids, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, but the base was against it, so you have to, they played to the base.
It's idiotic. So anyway, so I want to bring our wonderful producer, Brian Altimer, into here, because I did a series on Facebook, you know, and 80 bazillion people have had their private information revealed. First of all, Brian, do you think that information, like, Brian is younger than us, that's why I'm bringing him here. We're just a couple old folks at this end. But Brian is young, and he's certainly younger than us, but then what isn't?
It's not hard.
But Brian, I mean, when you post a lot. You post from the gym. You post. I love it when you post from the L. Some of the crazy people there.
Oh, yeah.
You also post some really belligerent drunks because Brian is a big fella, and he's a bouncer, so he gets some interesting stuff. But you don't do you consider any of that private?
Not really. You know, I keep my page public for a number of reasons because honestly, I don't have anything to hide. But there are people that do keep their page private. They don't want their info out there for whatever reason. But there were ways that people were getting their info out, and I know a lot of my friends that were hit with the info leak. They got the email, but and they put it on there publicly that they got this email. And one of the things that I've noticed was that a lot of the people that were getting hit were the ones that they'll have like these crazy surveys that pop up, you know, because they're actually, you know, they're tracking what you do and what you like, what you buy. And then you may see this crazy survey pop up. How would I look in 2049? How would I look in this year? And those are those third-party sites that you know, that Zuckerberg was talking about. Some of these third-party sites were actually gathering your info and selling it off to the highest bidder. So when you I never really participated in those.
Oh, I did.
Yes,
well,
did you?
On some of those things, yeah. Like, you know, what color pants should you be wearing?
Oh no, but I do those quizzes, but I don't do ones that say we need to access your contacts. I say no, I don't really care. Right.
Well, what they do is that they, when you click on those surveys, it'll ask you, do you want to navigate away from Facebook? And most people will click yes, and then they will participate in the survey, and you answer all these questions, and then you'll get your result. You'll be like, it'll say, I will be this in 2049. And in order to share that on Facebook, you'll have to click you want to share that on Facebook. At that point, they have you.
No, I don't share it on Facebook either.
Yeah, so
I just want to know for my own information.
So a lot of people were getting caught up in that. I never really participated in those crazy
but do you
surveys.
Do you think you have privacy? I mean, honestly.
No, I think the problem is that a lot of people don't read the nobody reads the fine print when they sign up for social media.
No, of course not.
You download the app, and then once you download an app, you'll get the terms and conditions. And
right.
Normally, if you actually scroll down all the way, and most people don't, if you scroll down all the way, it's a good like 3-4 pages, right?
Well, so who was it who actually inserted? You also see to us on your death, your immortal soul.
Yeah, that was a like an April Fool's joke that one company did.
But they actually stuck it in there.
Yes. And no one read it.
Nobody read it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really reads this. So, and some companies, when you sign terms and conditions, all you have to do is scroll all the way down and then click yes. And if you don't scroll down, it won't let you click I accept, because they'll take it as you didn't read it. But if you scroll all the way down, they assume you read it.
So you said you had various reasons to use social media. I'm wondering why you do it. I do it because I use it to promote my cartoons, the comic strip and my editorial cartoons. I don't put a lot of personal stuff. Sometimes if I travel someplace, some interesting or something good in the family happens. But what motivates you to put it?
I think for me, it allows me to freely express myself. to a larger group of people that may not be here in Chicago. Also, sometimes I write it better than I say it sometimes. So, and I'm not ashamed to admit that a lot of people are really well versed when they talk, but then they try to write it, doesn't come out right. And I'm like the opposite way. I like to think that, you know, I can express myself in writing way more better than I could just saying it. So, and you know, for me, it's kind of a release. And sometimes, if I'm bored or if I don't have anything else to do, you know, I'll post something up. But normally, like, especially with the train rides, my train rides are really interesting. And, yes. And like,
yeah, they are.
The only way to make people believe that this actually happens is either to videotape it or kind of like, you know, let me type about this really quick. That's what's going on the train. And I did a post yesterday about just the red lines. I had one of my friends that was he was robbed Saturday night on the red line. And it just, you know, it really got me because it was so many stories in the past couple of months about, you know, people just getting robbed on the red line. And, you know, and this happened on the red line. And then there was a story a few days ago about a woman that was just randomly stabbed on the red line. And I'm like, you know what, let me express myself how what really needs to be done about the red line. And I'll put it in bullet points so people can see it. And I actually tagged the mayor. I tagged the various TV, local TV stations mm-hmm. here. And I'm like, this is what needs to be done. And I think I tagged a few of the mayoral candidates too, because nobody really wants to address this, and it needs to, it's something that needs to happen. And I'm hoping that somebody reads that and shares it, and then it gets out there, and then it snowballs into this, hey, we really need to fix this. Because no matter who you are in this town, you people use that red line. It's 24/7 access, and yet during certain hours of the day, honestly, about three quarters of the day, there's no real adequate security that makes people feel safe when they travel that line.
Okay, great. Well, okay, so to disseminate ideas, could you ever see anything that would make you stop? Now, what else do you use? You use Facebook.
I use Facebook.
Do you use Snapchat or?
No, you know, I try Snapchat, but there, to me, that serves no purpose for me. But I do like the feature of Snapchat, which is you're not allowed to like screenshot things. So let's say you took a picture and you sent it to whomever, and they want to screenshot it, and so they can have proof that you did this, that, and the third.
You can't screenshot?
You can't screenshot on Snapchat. And that's one of the cool things about Snapchat. That's the only thing I know about it.
There's a kid this morning. We're talking. This is April 16th at 12:30. And there's a kid this morning, a middle schooler out in Alabama, who Snapchatted that he himself with a gun, saying, you know, this is real. I'm going to school. You know, you all better be ready. And so I just assumed they did, but okay, I thought it was a screenshot, but maybe it was something else.
Well, you can do it. But okay.
Welcome to old people on technology.
Yeah, you can do it, but the person that originally took that photo would be alerted that, hey, this person just took a snap, a screenshot of your photo. They would know that somebody did it. So that's one of the cool features about it. And kind of to go back on the whole Facebook thing, what I find amazing is that if you, let's say you go live on Facebook or you take a video of yourself on Facebook and there's, let's say it's some Elvis playing in the background, they will flag you quicker for using that Elvis music or whatever music before they flag something like somebody getting shot on Facebook Live. Or, you know, if they can catch you that quick with the copyright infringement, they should be able to you know, somehow know when your information is not being used properly, you know. So I think it's a long way to go, and there's talk about possibly paying a premium for Facebook, which I'm totally open to if it guarantees my privacy and things not getting out there. So there will, I'm almost certain within a couple years there will be a version of Facebook and maybe Instagram too, where you have to pay a premium to use it.
I'm wondering if that would work, because we're talking to Brian Altheimer, who's our producer here at WGN, just to, for people who aren't familiar with his voice yet. They should be. A friend of mine who runs UniWatch. Do you ever go to that site? It's hooked into ESPN, and it's because I have really stupid interests. I love uniforms. I love baseball uniforms, hockey uniforms, football uniforms. It talks about the history of them. It talks about the design of them. And he tried to make that a pay site. He said, "Listen, I just got to put a paywall up because you know I'm not being able to pay my rent. This mm-hmm. is my job." And people went bat crap crazy. I mean, they went nuts. Why are you going to have to pay? We're talking about $5 a month, and you're just going, seriously? So I'm wondering if Facebook does that, if they lose, because right now it's what, 200 billion people? Or yeah. 200 million?
They probably have a lot of people who just wouldn't go premium. They just wouldn't care that they're...
Right. I mean, I think I'll be I will probably fall in that category that would use the premium, because one of the things that... that was hinted during the hearings was that a lot of the fake news gets through right now, and they have so many employees to kind of catch it, but there's still fake news that kind of gets through the cracks. And I'm thinking that and think about it, when I know when I wake up, the first thing I do, I grab my phone and I check Facebook, and before I even check like the news and turn the TV on, I'm turning on my smartphone. I'm like, okay, what happened overnight?
About fake news. My dad, my father, when he was alive, this is when social media screws with people. He sent this thing out, and it was...
Well, he just used his emails. People sent things to an email back then.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got it, but it was like, here's cartoons Europeans can do that Americans aren't even allowed to use. And it's a whole string of cartoons. It was American cartoonists, and what made it even worse was my cartoons were in there. And this is my dad passing on this stuff. I go, Dad, you know, I'm
American.
I'm not drawing in Luxembourg. Why are you passing this around? Anyway, so thank you, Brian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I guess people just need to realize that anything that's free really isn't.
Right. And privacy's, I mean, I'm dying to know what younger folks, and I hate to put it that way because I do sound like younger folks today. But what you feel about privacy, is that just dead? So the last thing I did was a Sunday that says, where's your optimism now, as their balloon is, they're riding on, is plummeting because it's obviously popped. I don't know why. I just haven't been feeling very optimistic lately. So that kind of just reflected that.
Okay.
There it is. So, hey, listen, everyone. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen in Winslow, please do so. Go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. Go ahead and register, because you get stuff for free. I mean, that won't interfere with your privacy. Honest.
Not that we know. So they say.
Not that we know. You know what's going to happen? 10, 20 days from now, it's going to come out that Go Comics is some kind of like privacy mining site, actually, and the cartoons are all fake and actually reprinted from comics pages from 1912. Wow, that could actually be a thing. Holy crap. Anyway, but go there anyway. Check it out. If you want to leave a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, we'd love to hear from you that way as well at pricklycity@gmail.com. So thank you, Brian Altheimer, our wonderful producer. Thank you, Janine Fadich. Thank you, WGN Plus and WGN, for all you do for us. And to all of you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.